أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. ولا تهنوا في ابتغاء القوم إن تكونوا تألمون فإنهم يألمون كما تألمون وترجون من الله ما لا يرجون وكان الله عليما حكيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 103 and 104 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verse we discussed Salatul Khawf, the Salah that is performed at the time of the battle, in the heat of the battle, when two groups will perform Salah behind one Imam, one rakat each in a two rakat Salah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ, then when you have performed your Salah, when you have completed your Salah, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala spoke to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah ta'ala said to him, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, and establish Salah lidhikri, to remember me. Salah is the greatest remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, it is the verbal remembrance of Allah a person expresses with one's tongue. On the other hand, it is also the remembrance of the heart, that khashiyat, the awe of Allah ta'ala, is supposed to come into the heart. Humility is supposed to come into the heart. Because of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, it is also the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala by way of the limbs of the body. We cannot now move our limbs as we want to, but we will move it according to the commandment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person cannot walk in salat, cannot talk. So all of it is in the dhikr, in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that now when you have completed your salat, fadhkurullah, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we relate this verse to the previous, that now you had performed salatul khawf, that you were in the middle of a battle and you performed salat the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded you to perform your salat, then your obligation of the dhikr of Allah ta'ala has not yet come to an end. Continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu wadhkurullaha kathira. Allah ta'ala says that, oh you who believe, when you are facing the enemy, when you meet the enemy, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you become firm. In other words, you remain steadfast and you continuously remember Allah ta'ala. Why have you gone out in the path of Allah Ta'ala? لِإِعْلَى كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, to raise the name of Allah Ta'ala. So hence you yourself, when you are out in the path of Allah, you also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ulama have, under the tafsir of this verse, have written the importance of dhikrullah in and out of salat is such that this whole world actually rotates upon it, this whole world survives upon it. That in the hadith of Muslim Sharif, so long as one person is saying Allah, Allah, one person is making the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this whole nizam, this whole system of Allah ta'ala is in order. When there is no one to take the name of Allah ta'ala, then all of this will be demolished, all of this will be destroyed. Here Allah ta'ala says, qiyaman, whilst you are standing, remember Allah ta'ala. Waqu'udan, whilst you are sitting, remember Allah ta'ala. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ, on your sides, in other words, whilst you are lying down, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, in every state, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, then when you are secure, now it is not the time of facing the enemy, then establish your salah. In other words, continue with the establishment of your salat. One would mean this year that you have done what you have done on the battlefield, but now it doesn't mean it ends there. It continues when you have come back home and there is security. Or it would also mean that now establish your salah in the normal way that you would perform your salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ kitabun mawquta. Certainly salah upon the believer has its appointed hour, its appointed time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appointed the time for us. Allah give us the tawfiq that we perform our salat on time always. But if perchance there was some delay for whatever reason, make the qadha as soon as possible, because this is like an appointment we have made with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has, so to say, diarized that my banda is going to be meeting me at a certain time, my banda is going to be standing in front of me at a certain time, my banda is going to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and I need to respond to my banda. So that is the appointment from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we also should not delay in the appointment, and secondly, it should never happen that there is a no-show, that we never ever there for the appointment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has fixed for us. So if we understand it in this way, then we will try to be abiding by the times of the salat, especially in the time of salat, not making it qadha. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي بَتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not be slack, do not lose hope, do not lose courage in pursuing the people, in other words, the disbelievers, because إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ, that if you have suffered some pain, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ, then certainly they have suffered some pain. كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ, like how you have suffered some pain. In a war between two groups, there are going to be losses, there are going to be injuries, there are going to be deaths. On both sides it is going to happen. So don't, if you have lost lives, people have been injured, do not lose hope in pursuing them, do not become slack. Continue, do not let injury stop you from all of it, because it will be from both sides. But the great difference is this, وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُعُونَ. You have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which hope they do not have. Your hope is always in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You are doing it for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If there is a loss of life, there is shahadat, there is martyrdom. If a person suffers any loss by way of loss of limb, pain, etc., there is always that reward from Allah ta'ala that a believer will have. And above all, a believer goes out in the path of Allah with a maqsad and an objective, and that is for the sake of Allah, to please Allah Ta'ala, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the hope you have, you continue with that. They have no maqsad, they have no hope, they have absolutely nothing. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah ta'ala knows your intention. Allah knows why you have come out. It is Allah's knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these laws, formulated these laws for us. Hakima, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most wise in doing whatever Allah ta'ala has done. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.